If you have your Bible, I want to look just a minute. I'm not going to be long tonight. We've got nine. We do have nine to baptize, and we want to take our time and do that. Well, what a blessing and honor it is to have these folks that want to join by believers' baptism, and we just thank God for it. If you want to look at Acts chapter number 8 for just a little while this evening, just a moment or two in time, we sure do thank God for His goodness, His mercy to us. And we thank Him for the help that He's given us. Amen. Even as we can't help ourselves, we know that God can. Amen. So we look at Acts chapter number 9, verse number 26, where we want to start this evening. Very familiar passage about an evangelist called Philip, amen, who was doing the Lord's work. God called him, amen. He was one of those that were chose as an apostle to the Lord Jesus Christ. Philip was called to do the work of the Lord, and he did. And we see the Lord of God moving in his life in a big way. See him begin to do a whole lot of things for Lord, and we see him begin to do what God had him to do. Amen. We see him in the middle of a revival in Samaria. Praise God. And he began to preach, and they began to believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and folks began to get saved left and right. You might say Philip was in the middle of Holy Ghost revival. I'd like to see another one of those, wouldn't you? Yeah. Amen. Nothing like a Holy Ghost revival to stir our heart. But we see Philip was in the middle of that, and in the middle of all that, Brother Jeff, God spoke to his heart. And the angel of the Lord said, Philip, I need you to go. And we want to look at this right here in Acts chapter 8, verse 26. The Bible says, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Don't you thank God for opportunities? Amen. And said, the place of the scripture which he read was this, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before the shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, of himself or of some other? And Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. And he baptized him. And then they would come up out of the water. The Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went his way rejoicing. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. If we look at this, we see Philip, praise God, the evangelist and the eunuch, amen? And we see Philip the evangelist, a willing servant of the Lord. The Bible said he was in the middle of a Holy Ghost meeting, amen? God was moving in a mighty way. Now, a lot of people would have been like goats. Oh, Philip, a lot of us would have said, but God. Don't you see there's a great work going on right here? Why should I leave it? Amen. But Philip was mindful of the Lord, and God, angel of the Lord spoke to God and to Philip, and Philip says, I want you to leave this. It's going good. Amen. Things are working now. God's done a moving. People's receiving the Spirit of God. They're being touched by the Spirit of God. God, the Holy Ghost is falling on them, and people's getting saved. Amen. They're becoming born again believers. And he said, I need you in another place. Amen. Ain't you glad that God's got somebody for somewhere? I thank God for that Wednesday night in 1976 when God sent a little old man to preach to my heart. Amen. Showed me that I was no lost sinner and needing of a Savior. Praise God. So we see the evangelist willing, a willing servant. We also see that evangelist that was willing and obedient unto God. Amen. He was obedient to God. The Bible said that he went. Amen. Praise God. The angel of the Lord spake to Philip, saying, arise and go. And he says in verse 27, and he arose and went. Didn't question God, didn't ask him why or where. Praise God, he just went. Amen. He said, "Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch under authority of Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had a charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." But he was worshiping what? Amen. He said, "I need you to go and I need you to communicate with him." And so Philip went. So not only was he a willing servant, but he was obedient unto the voice of God. I won't say today what's happening, what's missing in the churches is us being obedient to the voice of God. As God speaks to our heart and shows us, puts us in places, gives us opportunities, and we don't seize those opportunities. Amen. It's a privilege and an honor tonight to be able to baptize, I start saying 19-9. My God, I've got high expectations. Amen. But to be able to baptize 9 that want to follow the Lord in believers' baptism, to get busy for the Lord. Amen. Willing vessels that want to be obedient unto God. Want to rise up, praise God, in the day and hour we live, when it seems difficult to do anything for Him, praise God, they want to rise up and say, "You know what, I want to serve the Lord. I want to do what's right according to God. I want to listen to Him. I want to serve Him. I want to be used of God." Amen. So he not only was an obedient servant, praise God, but he responded without any hesitation. Or you might say he had responded in haste. Amen. He went ahead and done what God would have to do. Look at verse number 30. It said, "Philip ran thither to the man, heard him read the prophet Isaiah." Amen. Praise God. Philip took off and he went down there to where he was, got to where God had him to be. Praise God. He heard him reading Isaiah the prophet. In fact, Philip run up there, praise God, to see what was going on. I think it's amazing when people want to get near the Word of God. They want to run to the Word of God. A lot of times people want to run away from Him. Amen. Praise God. You know what a lot of times that is? That's Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. There's been a lot of folks up and down this valley that I've chased for years, and they'll be all right with everybody else, but when they see the preacher coming, they run like a scalded dog. Amen. They start looking for the back door, and if there ain't one, they'll climb out a window. Amen. They praise God. It's just Holy Ghost conviction. They just don't want to hear the Word of God because it convicts, it touches us where we live. I praise God. I'm glad it's that way. Amen. But I'm glad you can respond in haste. You can respond responsibly before God, and God can begin to use His people. So what did he do when Philip got there and he seen what God having to be? God put him where he wanted to be. Philip preached the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, verse 35, that he preached to him, preached unto him Jesus. Amen. That's all he is to preach. Hello? Amen. From volume to book, from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus Christ. Amen. All about the one who loved us and came to us, died for our sins according to the Scriptures, rose up victorious over death and grave because God said so. 1 Corinthians 15, praise God. Victorious over death and the grave, praise God, and was seen, praise God, of many after that, after he had risen from the dead, praise God, because he did that, we have victory in Christ today. So this same Christ, Philip began to preach to him. So we have the evangelist Philip, and we have him being obedient servant unto the Lord. But then we have this Ethiopian eunuch. You might say he was just a wandering sinner. I want to say tonight, there's a whole lot of wandering sinners just running around, wandering around, trying to find something that'll satisfy. Amen? Looking for something that'll satisfy. Satisfy a place and a longing in their life. But he was a wandering sinner. He was a worshiper. But he was religiously lost. Amen? He was lost in his sin, praise God. He had never been saved. There's a lot of people that's looking around. There's a lot of religious people in the world. But they're serving this and that, and they don't know what, but they, praise God, they're not serving Lord Jesus Christ and the God of heaven. Amen. That's what we need to serve. We need to understand, praise God, we can be in this world. You can be religious. You can be sincere in your religion, and you can be sincerely wrong. Amen. Praise God. But when we trust in Lord Jesus Christ, it makes all the difference. Now this fellow come to Jerusalem, he come to worship. Amen. He didn't know what he was worshiping, he didn't know why he's worshiping, but I want to say there's an inert desire in humanity to worship something. Amen. It's been down through history, even in the jungles and everything else. They're worshiping. It may be a cow or it may be something else, but there's an inert desire to worship something in humanity. And it's God designed, it's supposed to be God, the great creator that created everything that we have. Amen. And the question is this, he had a desire to worship. He was religiously lost, but he didn't have the knowledge and understanding of the Scriptures. See, that's what the world lacks today. That's like the knowledge and understanding of the Scriptures. Amen. What thus says the Word of God. Now, I've said before, yeah, a whole lot of people say a whole lot of things. But praise God, I'm concerned about what God has to say. Ain't you? I want to see what God has to say, what God wants me to apply to my life so that I can be found pleasing to Him. Amen. You can be pleasing to man, but that won't buy you much. Amen. A penny piece of candy at the dime store, if there was such a thing, ain't that no more. But praise God, amen. But praise God, when you got the understanding of the Scriptures, the Word of God in your heart, it makes a difference. And it helps others along the way. But we see here, the Bible tells in verse 31, that this Ethiopian eunuch, he was hungry for, he was desiring, anxious to understand what he was reading. Verse 31, he says this, he said to him, "How can I except some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Amen. Philip says, "Do you understand thou what thou readest?" And he said, "How can this except some man guide me?" Amen. He had a longing for the Word, but he didn't have anybody to guide him in the Word. Let me tell you, in the world we're living today, these people with a longing for the Word of God, they want the truth. I don't know about you, I want somebody to tell me the truth. Amen. If I'm sinning, if I'm doing things wrong, I want to tell me the truth so I can fix it and make it right. Amen. Praise God. If preacher's going to preach to me, I want to preach me the truth. Amen. Just tell me the truth. Hey, he can preach it straighter than I can live it, but he'll never preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. Praise God. I want somebody to tell me the truth. Amen. If I've got something on my face, I want you to tell me so I can clean myself up. Amen. I don't want to go around that. I don't want to look like that all the time. I didn't do that on purpose. Amen. Praise God. I want to be cleaned up. I want to be presentable. I want to be, praise God, that can be a light to somebody else. So we have this, the evangelist and we have the eunuch. And they have a problem because they haven't decided on the subject. The subject is salvation and a witness of the Spirit of God. Amen. That's what the subject ought to be in every church today. Amen. Is a witness through the Spirit of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of His resurrection. That Jesus Christ and the blood He shed for us on Calvary, praise God. This eunuch had the questions and Philip had the answers. Ain't you glad, praise God, for people that know the Word of God and can help you? Amen. I've met a lot of good people in my Christian life. Amen. It's been a blessing to me. Brother R.A. White was one of the greatest men, a mentor to me that I've ever had. Amen. He was even better than my pastor at the church, praise God. He was willing to call me. He's willing to put his arm around me and minister the Word of God and tell me, praise God, how much the Lord loved me and how much God had helped me if I would let Him. Amen. He took me out of the way and put God in place of where I was. But we see the eternal salvation that God is trying to represent here to this a witness of the saint. Amen. A witness to a saint. Verse 37. He said, Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. Amen. He's talking about salvation of the Lord. He said, if you say that you're saved, you can say it if you believe it with all your heart. And now that the heart is the innermost part of us. That's where our logic and our reason and our understanding and our love and all those characteristics come into play. And he said, if you believe with the very fiber of your being, he said, you can be. The Ethiopian said, praise God. He said, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And he said, you can be if thou believest with all thine heart. Amen. Praise God. What have we got to do in order to be saved? Praise God. We've got to believe with our heart. That's how you get in. Amen. The saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He admitted with a witness, he said, I have the saving knowledge, faith in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 37. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're a born again believer tonight, you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. If not, you're an unbeliever. You've never been born again, praise the Lord, if you don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen, praise God. But if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then you can become a born-again believer. We confess our sins and ask God to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We invite Him into our heart, praise God, to ask Him to take up His abode. And He will, praise God. He'll begin to do things for us. So we see what takes place. We see He was obedient, praise God, to His newfound Lord. In verse 38, 39, this is what He says, He commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and He baptized him. Amen? Praise God, it's believer's baptism. We don't baptize infants. Amen? Praise God, we don't baptize unbelievers. We baptize believers, those that have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart, asked Jesus Christ to save them, praise God, and we believe in believers' baptism. Amen. That's what Philip was teaching here, praise God, was believers' baptism. It's for those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you can believe on Him but not believe in Him. Amen. You can have a head knowledge and not have a heart knowledge. I've said many, many times, you can miss heaven by 16 inches. Amen. You can know who He is. James said that they know who God is and they tremble. But they're still old lost devils. Amen. They'll never be saved. Amen. But I'm glad I know Him, praise God, and know that He's here to seek and to save those that are lost. Amen. And because of that, praise God, you can rejoice in the Lord when you receive Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. And baptized in Jesus Christ, come up out of the water victorious over death, hell, and the grave. I mean, you've got something to rejoice about. The Bible says this in verse 39. He said, when they had come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip. Amen. And listen to what this. And that the eunuch saw him no more and said he went on his way, what? Rejoicing. Amen. Praise God. The trip home was a whole lot sunnier, praise God, than it was a little while ago. Amen. The trip home is a whole lot better when you got Jesus riding with you. Amen. Praise God. If you get the Lord Jesus riding with you, the Holy Ghost, God moves in. He indwells you, takes up His abode in you, and goes with you wherever you go. Amen. Praise God. Wherever you are, there He is. It makes all the difference in the world. We see the evangelist, we see the eunuch, and we see the Holy Spirit of God moving in the Word of God, the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, and we see a soul saved. Amen. And the first thing he does, he got saved, praise God, he wanted to enter into believer's baptism. He said, I believe, he said, if you believe with all your heart, you can. And he said, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And old Philip said, well, pull up over by the water, son, let's get this thing going. Amen. Pulled up over there and they got down that water and Philip baptized him. Went down in that water, praise God, and he come back out. I can just see that old Ethiopian eunuch, he was a shouting and praising and giving God a Holy Ghost wave. And he looked around for Philip and Philip was gone. Amen. He looked around and said, fella? Amen. He said, well, glory, hallelujah, praise God. Jumped in that, jumped back in his chariot, praise God, hollered for him, said, youngins, let's go to the house. I've got things to tell. And off he went, rejoiced. The Bible says, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. We've got something to tell tonight, youngins. Praise God. We're going to have a baptizing here in just a few minutes. And we're just going to just magnify God and give God the glory for what He's magnificently done for these folks. And looking forward to them working for the Lord, doing that God's calling them to do. Amen. Praise God. If God saved you, praise God, He's got something for you to do. He's going to put you to work if you'll let Him. If we'll pay attention to Him, if we'll listen to Him, if we'll obey Him like Philip did, amen, if we'll hearken to Him like the eunuch did, praise God, the Spirit of God will move upon him in salvation, eternal salvation, to be in the presence of the Lord, and we'll begin to just be a witness and saint for Him, shouting and praising and giving Him glory for what He's already done, and praise God, and what He's going to do in the days ahead. I've got great prospects for these that's coming tonight. They want to join the church by believers baptism, get in here and just doing the work of an evangelist. Amen. Preaching, telling the gospel wherever you go. Preacher, we weren't called to be evangelists. We weren't called to be preacher. Praise God. Yeah, but you're called to share the gospel with Jesus. Tell everybody you see what Jesus did for you. Amen.